Sak the Helga Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Krisis Perik Beis Mishnah Beis. Now we go to the list of the other four mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Elu, these four, Mivin, bring their carbon, ala Zadayin, on an Aveira that they did Bemezid Kishkaga. In other words, for them, there's no difference between a Mezid and a Shagi. Who are these four? One is Habala Shifcha. The Shifcha over here refers to a Shifcha Charufa. What is a Shifcha Charufa? Maybe you remember from Parshas Kedoshim. A Shifcha Charufa is a half free Shifcha Kananis that an Eved Ivri married her. If a person has relations with her, whether Shagig or Mezid, he has to bring a carbon Asham. The Pasuk says, V'chipur olav akayin be'el ha'asham. So he has to bring a carbon Asham. But how do we know it's Shagig and Mezid? That's because the Pasuk says, V'nislach loy mechatasei asherchat, a double Lashon, mechatasei, from his sin that he sinned. The double Lashon teaches us, explains the Batanura from the Gemara, that this asham is both for mezid and shaygig. Vayter says the Mishnah, v'nazir shenitma, a nazir that became tame, becoming into contact with a mace. So he needs hazah b'mechatas. That's the water that was mixed with the ashes of the paraduma on day number 3 and day number 7 from him becoming tame. When he gets this spritzed with the water, sprayed with the water on day number 7, he has to shave his hair, toivel himself. On day number 8, he brings two oifis, two bird karbones, one for an oil, one for a chatas, and a lamb for a carbon asham. And this is regardless of whether he became tamei b'shoigeg or b'mezid. That's learned from the pasuk in Parshas Nasai. The pasuk says, v'chiyamis meis olav b'pesa pisaim, suddenly, but it's a double lashon. What's pesa pisaim? Pesa means shoygeig, and pisaim means mezid, as the Gemara explains it over there. Vayter, the third person, where there's no difference between mezid and shoygeig, is val shvuas hapikadain. Shvuas hapikadain means somebody went over to two kasher edim who know Edus and say, can you say Edus on my behalf? Or can you say Edus for someone? And they lied. They said, we don't know anything about this. And they swore about it, that they don't know. They have to bring a carbon oil of a yoyred, which again depends on their financial scale. And the chiv of this carbon is whether the Edim lied b'mezid with their shvua or b'shoigeg. And the fourth shoigeg k'mezid is v'al shvuas hapakadain. This is a person who demanded from his friend money. Reuven went to Shimon and said, excuse me, Shimon, you owe me money. Shimon says, what? Not true. And he swears that it's not true. And afterwards he says, I lied, I admit. So Shimon has to return the money plus a fifth. And he's also mechuyev to bring a carbon asham. This shvu is called shvuas hapakadain. Pekadain means I deposited something by you, and I want it back. And you denied you didn't have it. So the truth is, it's not just in that case. It's in any case where Reuven claims that Shimon owes him money, and Shimon swears that he doesn't and later admits. But the most common case is Pekadain. So we call it Shuas HaPekadain. Now, by Shuas HaEdus and Shuas HaPekadain, we have to be careful how we tight Shoigig. How would you tight Shoigig? Pashup Shat. Oh, the Taka thought, Shimon Taka thought he didn't owe the money. Or the two Edim Taka thought that they don't know Edus. No. Then there wouldn't be mechuyev a carbon. Shoigeg over here means they knew they were lying, but they did not know you have to bring a carbon. And mezid means they knew you have to bring a carbon. All right, so quickly, chazring over elu mevi and ala zodoin kishgaga. These are the four who bring a carbon for mezid, just as they would for shoigeg. Habal shivcha charufa. Again, that's a half-free Shifcha Kananis that an Eved Ivri married. Whether Mezid or Shoigeg, if someone else has relations with her, he brings a carbon Asham. A Nazir that becomes Tameh brings a carbon Asham, whether Mezid or Shoigeg. Shvuas HaEdus, if Edom lie, they say, we don't know any testimony. You want us to come to Bezin, and they swear to that effect. Or they respond in such a way that it's considered a Shvuah. Or Shvuas HaPekadain, when Shimon denies owning Reuven money. An example would be Reuven gave Shimon his bicycle to watch. He says, can I have my bike back? And Shimon swears, I don't know nothing about your bike. So there, Chayav Karban Asham, whether it's a mezid or a shoygeg. And again, in these two cases of Shvuah, shoygeg means not that they forgot by the Shvuah that it's taka true, but it means they did not know that you have to bring a carbon.